Maine lobstermen have long been known as a fiercely independent lot, but some are looking to the power of unity in the form of a statewide catch-to-table co-op. As A.J. Higgins reports, the goal is to harvest a larger and more predictable share of the profits.
It's 10 a.m., and Rock Alley has already been cruising Washington County Seguin's Passage off Beals Island since a little after daybreak. The 60-year-old Jonesport fisherman tells his two stern men to get ready as he maneuvers his 46-foot Jarvis Newman lobster boat through some shallow water to get to his traps.
Well, let's see if this is the one we want, boys. I don't think it is, but we'll try it.
As the Miss Carmen idles down, one of the men snags the lobster buoy with a gaffer's hook and pulls it aboard. Allie feeds the trap line through a whining winch on the starboard side that pulls up his traps from the ocean floor. By noon, Allie has crated nearly 500 pounds of freshly caught lobster at a Beals Island dock. Not so long ago, those lobsters would have been sold to a waiting dealer or nearby local co-op, but Allie's lobsters are heading directly to a holding pound in Lemoyne that is owned and operated by the Maine Lobstering Union. Allie serves as president of Local 207.
A lot of fishermen out there, they see and hear union, and union's always kind of had a funny taste in a lot of fellas' mouths, you know, but fishermen have never been union.
The MLU was founded 4 years ago and was prompted by a glut of lobsters that drove prices down to just above $2 a pound at one point. Allie says the MLU has been growing steadily and now boasts about 500 members and parent ownership in several holding facilities. It is not a typical union. Members are required to sell their catch to the MLU at competitive boat prices in exchange for an annual additional dividend payment based on total year-end profits. Lobsters from the MLU are transported by union truck drivers to the group's holding pound in Lemoyne, where union employees sort, crate, and eventually load them onto even larger trucks, also driven by union workers. Union lobster brokers take orders from domestic and global markets with the end goal of eliminating the middleman and getting a larger share of Maine's $1.5 billion lobster industry.
We want to try and figure out what it is we can do on all the fronts to make everybody's lives better.
David Sullivan oversees the Eastern District of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, the parent of MLU. He's confident that the lure of higher earnings will attract a growing number of the state's 5,000 licensed lobstermen. He says the union is already working with staff at the Lemoyne Holding Pound at Seal Point to provide more employee benefits.
I mean, the machinist union, we've been such a fierce voice in the industry. I think that's why they came to us, and I think we're going to continue to do that and show that here at Seal Point, too.
And MLU members also are hoping that some consumers will look for the union label when choosing their lobster at the market. Matt Jacobson isn't so sure.
I don't know if the union label will have resonance at that level. I honestly don't know. Certainly no one has ever told us that it would, and certainly we haven't seen that.
Jacobson is the CEO of the Maine Lobster Collaborative, which is managing a multi-million-dollar marketing campaign for the state's lobster industry. He says the MLU might want to focus more of its attention on other forces that are spurring consumer interest.
There are three or four things that are driving menuing and consumer purchase. The first is seasonality. The second is sustainability. The third is a boat-to-table story. And the fourth is a culinary versatility. What can I do with the product?
Although Maine's lobster season has gotten off to a slow start, attributable to colder-than-normal water temperatures, Jacobson and members of the MLU say they are looking ahead to strong sales in August and September. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.